Welcome again, everybody. It's Dr. Lori Moore, and we're holding a teleconference tonight to discuss a key to love. Many of the people who will be on this phone call tonight are teachers or animal communicators or spiritual students of many paths or a particular path, so there's many different wisdoms and awarenesses tonight about what love is and how we access love, and they're all valid. But I'm going to ask that we focus on one key as a practice tonight and not distract with other conversations, because the opportunity tonight is to delve into and deepen this key. And this is a key to divine love, and divine love is really unconditional love. And when I sent out this invitation, I received letters that are similar to some letters I've been receiving from different people lately, and I'm finding there's a common theme where people desire so deeply to experience unconditional love and feel they fall short because sometimes they feel jealous, or maybe they go through a hard period and they feel anger a lot or resentment or something in their mind that they don't consider to be love or unconditional love. And I'd like to offer a different perspective on that, because my experience is unconditional love is. It just is given. It's divine. It's God. It's goddess. It's here. And when we're feeling anything, happy, blissful, joyful, sad, depressed, angry, excited, eager, generous, compassionate, irritable, resentful, when we're feeling anything, the love is still here. And what makes us think it's not here is simply that we forgot how to access it. So we're going to use this time together to remember better how to access it. And I am going to mute. If people call on lines that are adding noise, I'm just going to mute you, and so as to keep the lines clear. But who just joined us?
I just did. My name's Joan.
Hi, Joanie.
Hi. I had the wrong access code, so I kept trying it. The first one you gave was 494149.
Oh, I sent a different. I'm so sorry. Sent out.
But then I just checked my email again, and I saw this one. So
okay, I apologize.
Perfect.
Okay. Maybe that's where Dave is. I'll drop him a note. And Kristen just emailed in, so soon we should have everyone. But what I'm talking about is unconditional love. And what I was saying is that I've been receiving letters from different people in different places in the world who've been struggling with feeling that they can't always be the unconditional love that they desire to be. And what the purpose of this call tonight is to look at unconditional love is something that's really a ongoing given, that it's always here, and when we're feeling anything, bliss, joy, peace, anger, jealousy, resentment, care, compassion, kindness, irritation, anything we determine is not unconditional love, that unconditional love actually is here. And we're going to use this time tonight as an experience to find out how we can always be in the love. And the first thing I want to say about that is a lot of what happens is there's kind of a overpowering psychological perspective that has come to permeate thought. And in this perspective, if I'm not a certain way, I need to be fixed, I need to be pathologized, I need to be changed, I'm not good enough, and I can be anyone on this phone and anyone in the world. So what happens is people start to think that everything's about me, and there's a lot of me's going around. But my experience is that unconditional love is a divine love, and it's about itself. And nobody was ever asked to be anything other than human if we were born human. And so when we're feeling anything that we judge ourselves for, we actually are in love. We just forgot to allow ourselves to be there. We think we need to be better than we are. But if we can open to the true experience we're having in the moment, we start to find it is embedded in love. Love is its where it is. Love is where it starts. Love is everything. Love is every feeling we've ever judged as well as every feeling we've ever honored. So I wanted to just give everyone an opportunity to notice there's love in your heart right now. Just notice there is love there. And if anyone is experiencing that battle that comes up in consciousness when we think, well, I can't feel love because I'm feeling sad or I'm judging something or anything else, take a moment to just completely lovingly put your consciousness in to whatever you're feeling. Assume it's right instead of wrong. Assume the universe created that sensation in you with value. And let yourself move into an experience of that energy. And find out where that takes you. And who would like to share what you're experiencing in this moment? If you'd like to share, you just jump in and say your name and then share whatever you have to share. And people can also simply continue to go deeper into this process by just finding what is in your heart as you go through layers of whatever is there, experienced as love or not love, later to be found as love. And Jane, would you like to share your experience?
Just really found myself actually having very happy memories. As I, you know, went into that feeling, it was really kind of cool. It was things I haven't thought of in a really long time. It's a really good feeling.
Beautiful. And Joan?
It was just a welcome sense that so many different emotions are passing through all the time, you know, every day. Some seem more positive and some seem less. But I was just welcoming that awareness that love is always the motivation and love is always the current underneath. That it's just what you said, that love is always there. It's the strongest thing. It's the realest thing. But my consciousness isn't always with that. But so it's so good to just take the time and the moments to feel it more and to have that awareness grow.
Beautiful. Thank you. Let's take a moment just to feel and appreciate both Jane and Joan's shares, and to feel and appreciate both Jane and Joan. And Carol?
Yeah. For me, it's just a process of letting go and trusting and being open to what's ahead.
Thank you. And what are you experiencing right now in this moment?
Peace.
Thank you. Let's take a moment to feel and appreciate Carol. And Ken?
Yeah. As soon as you said that, I started going right to my center and feeling the connection between my heart and the center. And it was pretty incredible. And that is pretty much what I know and experience as God.
Thank you, Ken.
Would you mind if I also added a little bit to what you said?
If it stays in alignment with this process, and it wouldn't be a good time to offer another exercise or another process, but if it deepens...
Oh, no. Yeah. No. It's just what you were saying about unconditional love. And that is that if... I were asked about it, I would say pretty much what you said, only I would add that most of us, most of the time, are used to associating love with a feeling. The love we have for others normally is like emotion and feeling based, but true love, unconditional love, is actually at a completely different level. And actually quite separate from emotions and feelings, which is why we can experiencing all the range of the feelings and emotions that you were talking about, and still, if we can tune in to the center of our heart, we still can know and understand that like you said, it is all unconditional love.
Thank you. Let's take a moment to feel and appreciate Ken. And Mara.
I became aware of how much the mind gets in the way trying to figure it out or judge it, what the initial feeling was, and then staying with it, it came to a place of, okay, so my mind is very active, and I don't have to stay there. I'll choose to go with the heart and the rest of the exercise, and then I came to the a place of great acceptance and peace. And let the mind do what it does, but know that, and I do, I have a belief that it's all love. And it's not like a belief that somebody says so, but it's like a knowing that it is all love. And if I go to the heart place, that's where I find it.
Thanks.
And the mind can do its thing, but keep going back to the heart, and that with your guidance. And I was struck with how beautiful it is for us Saturday evening, coming all together from around the country to dwell in unconditional love.
Right. True.
And it's like joining in to to the reality of, it's all unconditional love.
Thank you. Let's take a moment to feel and appreciate Maura. This remembering of this unconditional love that is something that's beyond all emotions, as Ken said, and yet holds all emotions, and as Maura said, can be distracted from by the mind, can also be the ground for a healthy mind to operate. So in our universe of so many species on this planet, of elements and insects and angels and animals and humans and plants and all kinds of species, so many, the operations that we've been given by creation to utilize for good are valuable, so our minds can be very valuably used as servants to this love and can come up with answers and solutions to ecological problems and challenges we're facing when countries are at odds with each other or persons are at odds with each other. When we go back first to the love, as Maura said, our mind might be going just in all kinds of places, and then we come back to the love. As Joni said, when we come back to the love, all else is still there. It circles through us, and yet the love is the base of all of it. As Carol said, a peace comes, and as Jane said, memories that bring giggles and happiness come, and everything is good, and everything can be used, the mind, the body, and when it's being used from this deep place of unconditional love, what a beautiful creation. Like someone said, here we are on Saturday night, creating this web of love that's spanning from the East Coast to the West Coast and includes people in the middle of the country. How beautiful. And so this love invites a relationship in with the self so that each individual can begin to embrace all that the individual experiences in her personal or his personal consciousness. That's our relationship to creation. And then this same kind of love, as we practice welcoming all of ourselves into our heart, becomes community. So when we come together as community, such as right now, we can witness each other as love. And rather than needing to be in community where there's an agreement or disagreement, there can be all kinds of viewpoints. They might be similar, they might be polar opposite, and they can all coexist in harmony, in love. So I wanted to give everyone an opportunity to share whatever you're grateful for in this moment, and we will simply be here to experience you as love as you share your gratitude. I'm grateful for love. I'm amazed at how fulfilling and how much peace simply being in love brings. So I invite you to take a moment just to experience me and my share silently in your heart as my witness, because I am part of your heart. And Joan, would you like to share what you're grateful for?
I was just feeling how amazing it is. Maybe there's six or so of us on this call. I'm not even sure, and I don't even know who all these people are. But just for the web of connectedness all over the world, I was thinking, you know, it could be 100 people even. It could be thousands. But there's just such a beautiful web of connectedness that you know, we have a common language that's beyond the words.
Thank
and that can be known here and shared.
Thank you. Let's take a moment of silence to really feel and appreciate Joan and her share. and Ken.
Yeah, I am grateful for so much, for just about everything. It's sometimes hard to pin it down, but at the moment, I'm so grateful for you and what you're doing and this process and this organization and everyone else who is helping you. I'm just overflowing with gratitude for all of it. So thank you so much, Laurie.
Thank you, Ken. Let's take a moment to really feel and appreciate Ken. And Mara.
I'm grateful to you, Laurie, particularly this evening, as you have called us all together to focus on unconditional love. I mean, how often does that happen? It's on unconditional love. So thank you. And it's so pervasive. I'm also thankful for those people who explore nature and they're into the web of connectedness of all of creation. And whether they speak in terms of unconditional love or not, they're living it. And it's like I was curious, what is their concept of God? I don't need to ask that question because they're just living it as they are conscious of the web of the interconnectedness. And whether they call it love or not, I don't think I need to ask them the questions. I thought I should, like, email people and ask them about it. But, like, I don't need to. They're just part of the web. And they may not have the names, the words of using unconditional love or God or whatever source. They just are living it in their particular way because they're conscious of the web, that total interconnectedness. And deepening in it, as the more they study and observe and participate in their explorations. I may be assuming that, but, I mean, how could they not be into the love? Perhaps I'm on too great a tangent here. But.
No, thank you, Mara. It's not a tangent at all. You just brought up a lot of really, really wise and valuable points that we can all relate to. Thank you so much. Let's take a moment to really feel and appreciate Mara. What I was hearing Mara saying is that we can assume that people who use a different map or language are still living for and serving the same love, and that there are times where we actually don't need to ask certain questions because the questions are answered in the silence of our heart. That's what I heard you say, Mara, and it was beautiful how you said it.
Thank you. That is what I meant.
And Jane.
I'm grateful for the spotlight that you're shining on unconditional love and bringing us all together. There's just a real feeling of, like, coming home, being at home on this call. So thank you so much. Thanks to everybody.
Thank you. Let's take a moment to feel and appreciate Jane. And Carol. Carol? I think Carol got muted by mistake.
Yeah, no, I had to unmute. Yeah, I had to unmute.
Okay.
And just expressing what I'm feeling. It's like being on waves or an ocean of, like, peace and calm. and feeling others gathered around and just part of the whole. And being willing to go into deeper waters.
Thank you. Let's take a moment to feel and appreciate Carol. I'd like to share one personal story and experience I had where my mind started to get into a habit of resentment. And I was battling my mind. And I was saying to my mind, why are you feeling resentful? And then my mind would come up with more things to feel resentful about. The more I fought my mind was just coming up with more and more resentment. And I decided whenever my mind told me of a situation or anybody towards whom I felt resentment, I would instead pray for that person or situation. It was very valuable, and I believe I would do that again. However, for myself, and I can only speak for myself, I found it even more deeply fulfilling and harmonious and peaceful and naturally putting me into service to simply go to the love. When I went to the love, I wasn't feeling any need to resent anymore. And if a wave of resentment came, I opened to it in love. So it was, instead of a kind of arduous practice, and there's nothing wrong with arduousness, but it was such a graceful, beautiful softness. So I'm so thankful that we can simply go back to the love. Before we end this beautiful time together, I'd like to invite anyone who has anything that's coming up in their heart authentically that they wish to share for any reason to share and allow us all to hold you in this love and be your witness. Of course, whatever comes up in anyone is welcome in this love. It's an expression. And so is there anyone who, and there may not be, it may be a silent time, but is there anyone who feels an inclination to speak something more to this group?
Thank you all for being on this call. There's a synergy when we all do this together, and I just appreciate all of you and sharing this half hour together.
I've been having a dream where this kind of creation starts to happen in the same way people would take in half an hour maybe to go over to work out at the gym, or an hour, that just in the middle of the day, lots of people from all over the world would call in to this conference line just to be in the love. Or we would have a meeting place where people would come in person, and then people who were miles away could tune in on streaming video on the internet. And that this, like Joan said, it could be 100 people or 1,000, that this could become something that I can invite people from everywhere to do as a normal practice. So we're going through the day and we just stop to be this prayer love. I want to thank everybody for making unconditional love worthy of being on this call. And I want to remind everyone who will listen to this call later, who will listen to the tape, that everything that comes up in your consciousness is welcome in the love. And that as humans, all we're asked to do is practice. If we aspire forever towards unconditional love, our personality won't ever be 100% pure unconditional love. We were never asked for that. We were asked to aspire. And the love itself, which you could call creation, which you could call goddess, God, you could call that so many names. So many religions have so many names for that one love. That's who the unconditional love is. It's itself, and we're all part of that. We're held by that. So thank you so much for the light that has emanated through this call. Thank you to Great Source. Thank you to all of you. Thank you to everyone. Much love.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Thank you. I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.